Hachette Audio presents Alice Asks the Big Questions, written by Laurent Gounelle, translated from the French by Sandra Smith, read by M. Eldridge. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. Part 1. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. 1. Alice couldn't resist a wide smile of satisfaction as she put down the phone. The potential client from Qatar had shortlisted the PR consulting firm she worked for. The call for bids had been discreetly announced 6 months before. The Qatar International Promotion Agency was looking for a partner in the West to boost the country's image, so people would forget their suspicions about Qatar having financed ISIS. There were only 5 companies on the shortlist: 2 American, 1 Spanish, 1 German, and 1 French. 1 chance in 5 to get the contract. Alice was convinced they'd win. She breathed in deeply and stretched out, leaning against the back of her chair, letting it pivot toward the large window of her office, where her image was reflected. She was an energetic woman, wearing a simple fitted suit that contrasted with her mass of chestnut hair, which fell in rather messy, long curls. She switched off the light on her desk and her reflection vanished. On the 53rd floor of the Montparnasse Tower, you felt as though you were suspended in midair, in a darkening, late afternoon sky, where several wispy clouds floated by. Down below, the lights of the lively, bustling city, a city where millions of people lived, were beginning to glow in the thousands of buildings that stretched out as far as the eye could see. Just now, when the offices were closing, the roads were crammed full of cars, and the sidewalks held swarms of little, insignificant figures walking slowly by. Alice smiled as she watched the crowds. So many people to influence, challenges to meet, so much excitement to feel. Since she had started attending the staff development seminars by Toby Collins, she was becoming more confident and finding more satisfaction at work, despite the stressful, competitive atmosphere. She breathed in again and relaxed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?